We are exactly 1 week away from back to school. I know there are still a lot of worried parents out there. I mean, this is sort of all you're seeing in the news right now.
Absolutely.
Is, you know, we're heading back to school. Are we ready? Is it too soon? There have been a lot of teachers speaking out about the fact that, no, they don't think we're ready to go back to school. More needs to be done. More attention needs to be paid to this before we send our kids back. One of those teachers is Lizanne Foster. She's a Surrey High School teacher, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Lizanne.
Good morning, Leslie. Good morning, Scooter.
Thanks for being with us. So you just right off the top, you don't think that we should be going back to school next week?
Well, I think that schools are not ready. I think that we need to have classrooms, you know, to have more space in classrooms so we can have physical distancing. I think that the government, the Ministry of Education, got $242 million just last week. What are they doing with it? They could maybe use it to make sure that we have, you know, more physical distancing in classrooms. You know that Surrey is such an overcrowded district. We've got schools that are at 150-200% capacity. So the overcrowding in classrooms is a real concern for us.
Now, have you had a chance to have a look at your classroom, Lizanne?
So in June, I went back into my classroom, and we were given like instructions on how to space out our desks and you know, to color code our desks so that we know which student was sitting in, you know, which desk. And so I went back in June, but I haven't been back this September.
Okay, so you don't really know what this is even going to look like, because we've heard things. I've heard from different friends of mine who have kids heading back to school that they're going to have this kind of plexiglass, like up
barrier
on all barriers,
stuff, yeah.
Almost like a jail kind of situation.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of teachers talk about that on social media, and that's still in question. We're not quite sure if we're going to be allowed to have those barriers.
Interesting.
I know that in my classroom I have 30 desks. I know those 30 desks are going to be there next week for sure.
So when you say 30 desks, does that mean 30 students?
Yeah, our classrooms have 30 students. We have 30 students in each classroom.
Wow, okay. And yeah. I think you sort of touched on something there, Lizanne, that I think is kind of prevalent in this whole issue. There's so much talk around how this is going to happen, and people just kind of say, at least I know in my life and just in conversation, well, why don't they do this? Well, why don't they do like 12 to, you know, 8 to 12 and then 12 to 4? And there's so many different ideas about what should happen versus what is actually going to happen. And now, you know, here we have an actual teacher who doesn't even really seem to know. So is that because you feel like the people, the health authorities and stuff, they themselves don't know, or they just haven't communicated what the plan actually, they know, but they don't? Like, this is still kind of up in the air? Is that how this is?
No. In Surrey, we're really lucky in Surrey, because our superintendent, Jordan Tinney, has been sending out weekly messages. I just saw now, just before I came on with you, that he's put out a video message just now. And he's actually gone into a school to show people what the schools would look like. So I want to watch that.
Okay.
But, you know, the big problem is for us teachers. Now, people have been looking at teachers, you know, on social media and saying teachers should just keep quiet because they're not epidemiologists. They're not doctors. Absolutely fair. But we work in schools. We know how schools work. We know how kids work. We know what happens in a school and where the potential pitfalls are, where things will work, where they won't. And we have been, you know, trying to explain that some of the ideas coming up, you know, about from public health will not work in schools because we know kids, you know. We know kids, we know schools. And this is our frustration. We, you know, we're highly educated. We, you know, we trusted with the education of the children of this province. We do know what we're talking about, and yet we get, you know, there's a lot of patronizing comments about, oh, you don't know anything, or just leave it to the doctors. And it's really, really difficult and frustrating, because at the same time, we have to manage our fear and our anxiety, and we also have to deal with this frustration of saying, you know, this is not going to work. That's not our school's work. And then being ignored and then being treated as though we're idiots. That's the kind of the additional level of you know, that puts an additional emotional load on teachers right now.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Lizanne Foster, who is a Surrey High School teacher who has some concerns about heading back to school exactly a week from now. Now, we know there's a lot of concern with the social distancing, and will kids be able to social distance? And, you know, we've got, are they going to be washing the hands properly? But there's another aspect to this, too, and I know you've touched on it before, but it's the mental health aspect of this.
Yes.
We're hearing that, you know, the government is giving some funding now to put towards mental health in schools. But talk a little bit about that aspect, because I think there's a lot of people that aren't even thinking about that.
Right. So a couple of my tweets, I actually created a tweet the other day that is the highest number of retweets ever in all the years I've been on Twitter since 2011. And this has been retweeted so many times. And this is what I said. Imagine you're 13 years old. You're starting grade 8. Your best friend forever is not in your cohort. None of your friends are. You cannot visit your grandparents and cousins on the weekends. You cannot hang out with your friends at lunchtime because cohorts are not supposed to mix. What's your mental health like? And this is the part of how teachers could have helped to inform this plan. We could have explained. Think about this. How is this child going to feel in class? And then you add a layer on that. If you add, you know, that the child is a new immigrant, or they are a person, you know, a BIPOC person, black or indigenous, a person of color, and the level of anxiety just, you know, rises even more. And when we were told on the 26th of July why schools had to open 100% with 100, you know, with all kids in attendance, we were told it was for mental health. And we knew right away what, you know, what the mental health issues would be. The kinds of things that kids are missing in school are the kinds of things that were in school in March. Those things that were in school in March are never coming back until we have a vaccine. The schools we're coming back to September are nothing like the schools in March. And so we have to rethink everything. And if we had been given the chance, if we had been genuinely listened to, we teachers could have come up with a plan that we know would have been good for kids and good for teachers. But we were sidelined and ignored. And even though there's this, you know, this steering committee, the steering committee was blindsided on the 29th of July with that announcement because, it just didn't listen to us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. One final question before we let you go here, Lizanne. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, okay, we are going to be going back in a week. It looks like, unless something drastic happens and they decide to hold off a little longer. But if you had it your way, if you got to make that final decision, when would we be going back to school?
Maybe at the end, the last week of September.
Okay.
So you think it's still possible to go back? We just need a bit more time to prepare and consult.
Absolutely, yes. And I want to be back in my classroom. I miss my classroom. I miss my kids. I really want to go back. I know that it's possible to do this, you know, in a way that's safe for everybody and also good for kids, good for teachers. There's absolutely a way to do that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Lizanne. We wish you nothing but the best for back to school next week. We are thinking of you and all of the kids. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leslie. Thanks, Scooter.